Andre Kachaturian of the Armenian Sports News Podcast here, joined today with two very special guests representing the Armenian National Women's Lacrosse Team. We have here Morgan Radners, the head coach, and associate head coach Isabel Kubikyan, getting ready for the first ever international tournament for Armenian women's lacrosse this coming weekend on the Heritage Cup in Massachusetts. How are you both doing today?
Good.
Excited. Yeah.
It is an exciting time. It's new. It's fresh. It's the Armenian women's lacrosse team. And obviously the men have competed in a couple tournaments already. This kind of started just in the last few years. What was the impetus of for the women's team to kind of come together?
I just wanted to be, I emailed Johnny, the director, Johnny Meridian, like maybe a year ago, not even. I, when lacrosse got announced for the Olympics, I was like, I'm going one way or another. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it happen. And, I was like, I wonder if Armenia has a team, or anything like of the sort, like a, even just like an organization. And I did a lot of Googling and found him and straight up just emailed him and said, I want to be involved somehow. Never anticipated coaching. Just wanted to be even like in the behind the scenes of all of it, just to be involved. And then after about like a 2-hour Zoom call, it ended with him being, okay, so do you want to be the women's head coach? And I, who am I to say no? So yeah, that's just kind of how it all fell and into our lap. And then we had Isabel join a couple months later, and here we are.
So Isabel, take me through your process. How did you find out about the Armenian women's team? And when did Morgan reach out to you?
So I actually saw a post where they were looking for players, and those days are gone for me, unfortunately. So I reached out. Morgan's email was on the flyer that I saw online, and I reached out, and I reached out to her and Johnny, and I said, I can't play, but I would love to be part of it at some capacity. And a few calls later and a lot of crying with Morgan,
yeah,
feeling out that the two worlds of lacrosse and being Armenian colliding, we just joined forces and here we are.
So talk to me, both of you, about the whole recruitment process, because, you know, lacrosse is a very fledgling sport in Armenia right now. And it's, you know, Johnny's hosted some clinics there with the youth and everything. So most of the rosters, you know, are from the diaspora, from the American diaspora. So what was the whole recruitment process like?
I just found a list of every single women's lacrosse program in the country. And, I knew it was going to be far-fetched to go anywhere outside of the States because of the diaspora and stuff. So I found a full list. Like, I could go through every single roster and find names with an IIN, but like for people like me, I don't have an Armenian last name because it's my mom's side. So to save time, I literally just made an Excel sheet, separated the list by like alphabetically, and just started cold emailing every single head coach in the country and just asked if they had players that had Armenian heritage.
Interesting. So that's kind of how you found the Armenians without the Armenian last names. You email them, and that's a lot of work.
Oh yeah. It was a task.
We got lucky too with our West Coast players. Yeah. There were a few people that had reached out to sign up, and then they knew other Armenians. So they referred their friends to us, and looking on websites and seeing their stats and where they played. We have D1, D2, D3 current players as well as former athletes on our roster.
What has the reaction been like from athletes that you reach out to and say, hey, we're starting the Armenian lacrosse team? What has been some of the reaction from athletes?
Isabel, you want to take that one?
Oh my gosh, I never knew this would ever happen. I didn't think this would be a thing. So that shock, I think. And then when it settles in and you know, Morgan and I will do a follow-up call of there's, you know, comforting them and understanding that it's going to be just like any other sports organization that they're part of, just happens to be Armenian.
So Morgan, what are some of, as the head coach, what are some of the challenges? I mean, in the sport of lacrosse, when you're getting a bunch of players from different programs and trying to give cohesion without really having those reps.
Yeah. So we actually like haven't all been in the same even room together as a team yet. Our first practice isn't going to be until next week on Thursday, but I think the biggest part, and Isabel and I have like talked about it too, like our first practice is just going to be like just having everyone show up with sticks, and we'll do some basics just to see where everyone's at. And then the practice the next day, we're going to really dive in and And for the girls that don't have the skills up to par, the girls that haven't played in a long time, like they're going to have to step up. But I think the easiest way to do that is to play with people that have that skill level, throw them to the wolves basically. And just honestly, like making sure we're staying consistent together, Isabella and I, as just a coaching staff, and just making sure the girls get the most out of it in the 4 hours we get to practice before we play. So I think a lot of it is just not overcomplicating things. Like lacrosse is lacrosse. It's like riding a bike, thankfully. And I think everyone is just going to be so like excited and proud to be there and be together that that's just going to override everything else. So I'm not too worried.
Do you kind of look at this like, I mean, I guess for the players, this is a big opportunity too, to kind of step up and be a leader. Is that like, because everybody's kind of, D1, D2, D3, like you said. So it's a good opportunity for them to step up. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. Especially like we have some D1 players that are older, have graduated, and we've got current D1 players, and we've got D3 players, either older and graduated or current D3 players. So it's going to kind of be a melting pot of skills. But I think knowing how Isabel and I, like we both have like this love and passion for lacrosse and being Armenian, I think we'll just combine, like that combined is just going to fuel everything to kind of get everyone on the same level. So.
When you both were recruiting, were there any athletes who had retired from lacrosse that played in collegiately, then graduated, now are just living a different life? But now with this, it's an opportunity to get back to the game.
Yeah, we have two sisters that have graduated a couple years ago that are back, and I from the text messaging and then the emails and the conversations, they're just as excited as the ones that are still in college. So we're really excited to have them.
Yeah, one of the first players I even talked to, she played at Marquette, and she's my age. I'm 30, so she's my age, and she's like, I don't know if I can like dust it off, but we'll try. And I was like, go for it. So yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be really exciting. Just lacrosse gives you this like high, so it's gonna be really exciting to kind of see that just like reborn in them a little bit next week. So
What are your expectations for the tournament? I know it's so new, and the team hasn't even met like in the same room. So what are reasonable expectations?
reasonable expectations. Goodness. Well, my expectations are always high, but I think that's just the coach in me. And the audacity in me. My expectations are always high, but at the same time, like we have to know what we're walking into. I'm not like going to be one of those like if we lose our first game, okay, we lose our first game. We're Armenians playing lacrosse together. Like that's a win enough for us. And the end goal is LA 28, but right now, like we've got to start somewhere, and this is where we're starting. And if anything, like next week will just tell us what we need to work on and what we don't, and then we can set the standards from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, the end goal is LA 28. So this is kind of, are you both kind of looking at this as a long term? Like, all right, whatever happens in this week, it happens, but this is the first step of a long road.
Yeah, we're also going to be watching the girls as well. You know, sixes is a smaller field, and that's what the Olympics have been approved for. So while our roster is pretty large on this end, we're going to be really trying to get to know our players and seeing their stick skills ability as well as, you know, everything else. Will they be able to make the commitment for travel and international as well?
Now, talking with Johnny, he told me one of the biggest challenges in putting this team together, especially if you're wanting to be in like international sanctioned tournaments, is the athletes have to have citizenship with Armenia. And for the men, that could be a little cumbersome because of the military obligations. I don't think that exists for the women. Do you think that's going to be a little bit easier to get a team together and getting, some of these athletes citizenship?
I'm hoping so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a little experiment where we have the understanding of what heritage, how much of an Armenian heritage, and we have girls on our team whose parents are Armenian nationals already. So I think it might be maybe easier on our end.
That's fantastic. And what reaction have you been getting from the community? Because I know Thursday when you guys are in Boston, you're getting a whole tour of all the major Armenian locations in Watertown and getting and being welcomed with the red carpet, basically. What's that going to feel be like?
I say, Isabel, you're from that area, so you'll probably, I mean, you also have more Armenians around you than I do, but.
It's great. I had a conversation with the director at the museum in Watertown, and he was really excited to welcome both the men's team and the women's team on Thursday. We'll be heading there, And then we spoke with the principal at St. Stephen's Elementary School in Watertown, I believe it is, who will be welcoming a few of the female players, and we'll be going to speak with grades 1 through 4 and talking to them about the importance of time management and being a student athlete, as well as introducing them to the game of lacrosse if they already don't have that background. So we're excited, and we've been really welcomed with open arms, like you said.
That's fantastic. And, you know, talking to those kids, maybe motivating them to pick up a stick and start playing. What is that like for you to kind of be the, to kind of have that role now of bringing the sport of lacrosse to Armenian youth, not just here, but also in Armenia as well?
Emotional.
Yeah.
As well said, like, we cry a lot, but it's just because, like, we're both so proud to be Armenian, and we're both so passionate about lacrosse, and we love it so much that, like, we never thought this would have been, like, a reality for us. So it's a big responsibility for us, not only like our roster and our players and stuff like that, but we don't take it lightly. And like every move we make impacts someone in Armenia somehow. And that's the big thing. Like Johnny always talks about the social impact. Like this is bigger than us. Like, yes, being a national team for Armenia, like getting on the journey to LA 28 is huge, but it's bigger than this. It's bigger than us. And that's really what drives us. Like, we can make it all about lacrosse. We can only think about lacrosse. We can be like, this is awesome, we're a national team, but it's, especially as Armenians, it's so much bigger than us. And I think that's the real driving force behind all of it. So
concentrating on the next generation, you know, we have an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 15 and a half year old whose information is all on our database. And we're considering them part of our squad because we're building up this program. It's not just for 2028, which we have our eye on, but hopefully for years to come after that.
That's fantastic. I'm very excited. I will see you both on Thursday.
Awesome.
And I can't wait to watch some of the action on the fields, and hopefully we get a great result and a nice launching path for the future. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you.